What is Yamal for us? The answers to this question may be diverse. For some people, it is the region of the extreme north, the land of permafrost with its polar lights and white nights, charming flora and fauna, the habitat of polar bears, reindeer, Siberian cranes, salmon, whitefish, and many kinds of berries, the land of swamps and mysterious sinkhole. For the others, it is the strategic object of the Russian innovation economics due to its oil and gas extractions, the international seaport Sabetta, or the Chilingarov's expeditions to the Arctic. Such legendary names as Viktor Muravlenko, Vadim Bovanenko, Dmitry Korochayev are forever remained in the hearts of our people and on Yamal map. For the indigenous tribes like Nenets, Khans and Tselkoops, Yamal is their native land. These people are keepers of reindeer herding, that is the last of its kind. No one knows for certain whether it is a reindeer that lead the people or vice versa. What is certain is that fewer places on Earth are home to a more challenging environment, an environment where temperatures plummet to minus 50 degrees by Celsius, and where crossing the world's fifth largest river Ob, as it deep freezes, is just a part of the routine. Such a difficult environment unites the people physically through a regimented work ethic, but for more importantly, the Yamal tribes are unified by a robust and vibrant culture. It is the culture that has had to survive the turbulent history, the October Revolution, collectivization, uprisings, and the Gulag settlements. The well-known Yamal writers such as Roman Rugin, Leonid Laptsui, Nadezhda Salendey, Yuri Vela so tenderly and gracefully describe Yamal in their works that in the heart of a reader occurs genuine feeling that you have experienced all the event yourself and imbued with warmth and awe to people of Yamal and its nature. You can find the unique Nenets and Khans names of rivers, lakes, settlements and even the cities. For instance, the Nenets language Yaha means river. The name of our capital, the oldest in our district, Salihard, means the settlement near the cape. Lake Hanto in Noyabrsk means lake of small swans. Town Labetnangi means seven larches. Like the English proverb says, so many men, so many minds, we love the unfailing charm of our Yamal.